You're listening to Weekend Edition here on Michigan Public.
A bare-faced lie may also be bald and sometimes even bold.
That's what they say. Good morning. I'm Rebecca Kruth. With us now is University of Michigan English professor Ann Curzan. Good morning, Ann.
Good morning.
Today we've got a really cool question from Tom, who wants to know the origin of the term boldface lie. Tom says, I read in a Sherlock Holmes story that he gave the facts baldly, so the word may have been common in the late 1800s. Was it originally a baldface lie?
And let me get your gut here, Rebecca. If you were talking about an egregious lie, would it be a bald-faced lie for you?
No, I think it would be bold-face because if it's egregious, I mean, you got to be pretty bold to put forth that kind of lie.
I love it. So we now have two of the three options on the table, bald-face or bald-faced. Sometimes you'll get that final D, sometimes not. Bold-face or bold-faced, and then bare-faced. They all mean something along the lines of something that's impudent or shameless or bold. As you said, that lie is bold. But it looks like the earliest one is barefaced. If we look at that one, in some ways, this makes total sense. Rebecca, it originally means beardless or without a mask.
Nothing hiding your face.
Exactly. And that nothing hiding is really important because that's how it comes to mean quite quickly, undisguised or unconcealed. And so you have examples like barefaced power or barefaced and open tyranny. From there, barefaced comes to refer to people who are audacious or shameless. And we see the first references to lies, barefaced lies, in the late 1700s. To this day, the barefaced use is seen as more British. And then we have bald-faced. I will get to bold-faced, but we'll talk about Tom's bald-faced. Again, this is having a bald face. But here's an interesting fact, Rebecca. A bald face can also refer to a white face or a white mark, for example, on horses or hornets. And this is actually why we have the bald eagle.
Oh, because their heads are white. Not because they don't have any hair. Their heads are just white.
Exactly. So we have bald-faced, which by the mid-1700s also means unconcealed and then shameless and impudent. And that's how we get it coming to refer to lies and liars. The editors at Merriam-Webster think that maybe bald-faced started to get more common in the 20th century because bare-faced didn't seem strong enough for those really bad lies. So they went to bald-faced to really emphasize the lie. And then we have bold-faced. And Rebecca, this gets back to exactly what you said. When this use comes in, it's about having a bold look. So you could have bold-faced ruffians.
Ruffians. That's such a great word.
It's a great word. And certainly by the second half of the 20th century, we have bold-faced liars. There is some evidence that we may have it much further back than that. Now, what I was interested to see is that some people have tried to argue that it's a bold-faced lie because it's related to bold-faced type.
Oh, that would make sense. It's heavy, it's in your face, it's emphasized.
But it's not true.
It's never true.
So it does seem to be about the bold look as opposed to any kind of bold-faced type. At this point, bald-faced lie is the most common expression in both American and British English, but you will find bare-faced and bold-faced.
Bare, bald, bold, they're all lies. But here is something that is not a lie, Anne. I always appreciate your wealth of language knowledge. Thanks so much.
Always a pleasure, Rebecca.
Anne Curzan is an English professor at the University of Michigan and author of the new book, Says Who, a kinder, funner usage guide for everyone who cares about words. We look at the evolution of language every Sunday here on Weekend Edition. If you can't always catch us on Sunday, you can subscribe to the show wherever you listen to your podcasts. And if you've got a language question, email us at language@michiganpublic.org.